The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Another thing that I got to see this week was Kelly Harrington reacting. I watched and I wept just looking at her securing that bronze place and now going for gold. And it struck me, I wondered what is going through her mind right now as she prepares for tomorrow morning. Well, one man who has some insight into that and might be able to give us a little bit of clue is Michael Carruth, who came home with a gold medal in boxing from the 92 Olympics, along with a pair of broken hands. You're very, very welcome to the programme, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Listen, what do you think, having been there yourself, albeit in a different era, what do you think is going through Kelly Harrington's head right now? How are that team preparing her for tomorrow morning?
Well, I hope, firstly, that there's not a million things going through her head at the moment. You know, I hope that she's kind of relaxed and she's, you know, obviously going to be in the Olympic Village there. The one thing she's going to be, the main concern is getting her weight right for tomorrow as well. So she has to weigh in the morning you know, I would hope that she's, you know, pretty much relaxed. She's got a great team around her, as you just said there as well, with the high performance, as well as our boxing friends there. So the way I looked at it, I done it 29 years ago, was I didn't think about it until about 20, 30 minutes before the fight. You know what I mean? So I was kind of good that way. You know, I played my music on the earphones and singing away. I used to think I was a great singer, but I'm not. She should be relaxed. She's been to the top of our game already. She's been into the World Championships. She's won a World Championships. This is a little bit bigger than the World Championships, this one is. And there's a little bit of pressure on her as well because she's number one seeded. But I would think, you know, she's going into this fight with a 50-50 chance. You know what I mean? And she's just looking at that way. She's a champion already. No matter what happens tomorrow, she's still a champion.
She really is. Like, if there was an Olympic gold medal for attitude, she would certainly carry that as well. Yesterday morning, Ireland, Kenneth Egan said that it was really important for Kelly to win the first round. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, by the way the judging has been going, yeah, it looks like whoever wins the first round tends to win a fight. You know what I mean? So the judges get to see the scores as well. So if they look at everybody else has done the first round and they're voting for the girl in blue, we'll just say the girl in blue, they tend to stay with the girl in blue. That's what happens now. But other than that, when you look at Kelly's semi-final, she won her first round, but she lost her second round. And then she won the last round, which secured her with a 3-2 victory. So it is imperative that you get off to a good start, because if you're behind, you tend to stay behind in boxing now at the moment. But what I do have to say about the judging and the refereeing in this Olympic Games has absolutely fantastic. There hasn't been one bad decision, really. You know what I mean? So and that's credit to our Aiba, who run amateur boxing now, because when Rio was there was a lot of corruption and there was a lot of things going wrong. But now they've totally cleaned it up, and that's great for the boxer. You know what I mean? That you're going into a fight, if you win a fight, you every chance that your hand will go up, and that's fantastic.
The magnitude of the event is huge for any Olympian, regardless of what era that they're in. Your first Olympics, I think you were only 21 when you were in Seoul. Did the pressure get to you at that stage before you came back and won gold in Barcelona?
Well, it wasn't that much pressure. I made an absolute bags of making my weight in Seoul. I was boxing at 60 kg, which is 9 stone 6, and I was just struggling so badly in Seoul that I dehydrated too badly as well, and my fight didn't go the way I wanted to go. I won my first fight, but my second fight I'd beaten this guy already in Copenhagen a few months earlier, and I just wasn't the same boxer, you know. So I learned a real lesson from one Olympics to the other, that I'll never, ever push myself to make weight. You know, if I'm not comfortable on a weight, I'll move up a weight. And it was one of those types of games. You know, I was 21, I was a kid. Yeah. You know, I was 25 in Barcelona, I was a man. Yeah. You know, so, and again, you know, people say, you know, we probably, obviously our boxers qualify for Olympic Games. I qualified at 25. I was picked at 21. And so it's a thing now that, you know, but our boxers are young now, you know, they're qualifying at any age. So, but I think in between 25 and 27 is your best, for a male, it's your best time. For females, it's anywhere from 28 to 31, 32. So Kelly's in that category, you know, so it's,
Let's talk about the support of, you know, family and friends and community. I'm a twin, you're a triplet, so I presume that between William Martin you had plenty of sparring partners when you were growing up. But the different era in which you're competing as an athlete, you had to ring home through a phone box to try and to talk to your family.
That's right, yeah. And I had two great sparring partners in those two, you know. My father and my mother had to take us apart many times, you know. But, communication now is a huge thing, you know, isn't it? You know, it can be bad for us and it can be good for us, you know. Like, people can be posting anything up on Facebook about Kelly and, you know, and I hope she's not reading anything like that. They shouldn't be saying anything bad about her anyway because she's been fantastic since day one, you know what I mean? But you get...
I haven't seen one.
No, I don't want to see one. Because if I do, I'll answer that one, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, you know, some athletes can get, you know, can get put off by things like that as well. You know, their mental health might be well as well. When you look at the American gymnast during the
Simone and others,
So, and fair play to her. She's come back and she won a bronze medal.
I should maybe say to our listeners, that's a metaphorical threat for you to go after anyone who says anything bad about Kelly Harrington.
I was only joking, but
you mightn't be much of a threat because you did come home with two broken hands, didn't you?
The
cost of that to you. Well, when you look back, how much did it change your life, and were there any negative connotations to competing at that level?
Well, it obviously changed my life, you know, and I don't like using the word nobody because I went to the Olympic Games as a nobody and I came back as a somebody, you know. To me, everybody is a somebody, right? So in my life. So with that, you know, I went over there and I won the greatest prize, you know, and I wasn't expected to do it, you know. Someone else, you know, on our team, Wayne was a good chance of winning a medal, Wayne McCullough, and he did obviously get the silver. But like for me to beat Juan Hernandez was a huge, huge moment in my life, you know. When I came home, things change. People know who you are, you know. If you're sitting in the restaurant, people want to get a photograph taken, and I've never ever deprived anybody of a photograph. If I had my medal somewhere, I'll show it to people if you want to see it, you know. And that's the way I am, you know what I mean, and that's the way Kelly is, you know.
Yeah, let's go. I want to bring in now just to a community that is under siege at the minute, and it is, of course, Portland Row. Stay with us, Michael, as we go to Mary Harding, who is a neighbour of the Harringtons on Portland Row. Mary, you're very, very welcome to the programme. You've known Kelly since she was a little child, haven't you?
Yeah, we would know Kelly from, obviously, being on the road and being with all the other younger kids, you know, when she was younger. But I suppose as a toddler to a teenager, we would have known her more as a teenager because we wouldn't have had the facilities on this road for children to be out playing in big groups because we're on the main road. So they'd play in smaller groups in the gardens. But she's involved in a lot of community activities, so
she really is
well known in the area, yeah.
Mary, I was kind of wiping away a little tear reading Miriam Lord's piece in the Irish Times this morning about how during lockdown Kelly was out doing exercise classes with the local women in the morning and taking them on walks. But she really embodies this community, doesn't she?
She really does. She loves the community and she's so proud of being from the north inner city and Portland Row. She used to just put something up maybe, you know, on a Friday night and she'd say, meeting in the morning, side lamps, 10 o'clock, anybody want to go for a run or a walk?
And listen, stay there, Mary, because I'm delighted to say that we're joined by Kelly's brother, Joel. Joel, you're very, very welcome. What is it like in the Harrington household today?
It's manic. The whole community is manic, really. Just buzzing and now now I suppose the nerves start to kick in for tomorrow.
And have you been speaking to Kelly? Like, I mean, as part of her preparation, do you give her time out or a bit of space? Because, you know, really, like, when you look across all the papers this morning, another one of your neighbours says it's amazing the way that one person can lift you, and she's lifting the nation at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. We I'd say between us, the family, we've spoke to her since the start of the Olympics for maybe 20 minutes. We just kind of leave her to it. There's not too much. We just have a chat with her, very little about boxing. Just a quick well done, and I suppose just a chat to make sure she's okay and she's happy out or whatever. And Yeah, she's fine.
How will the family plan to watch it? Because I know, obviously, in an ideal world, there'd be big screens all over Portland Road, the city centre, and you know, every time I see your mum on TV or radio, and she actually can't watch the fights herself. She's there, but she can't actually watch it. So what will be happening in the Harrington household at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
The same old, really. It'll be just me, my dad, my brother. We'll watch it in the sitting room, and that's kind of it, really. It's there'll be nothing, no different to any of the other fights. My ma will be out the back as normal praying. But yeah, it'll be just the three of us watching it on the edge of our seat.
And what does it mean for your family, for the community, even driving through the city centre? And, you know, the beeping of the horns is endless. There's just so much love and support for your sister right now.
Yeah, that means the most. I think that means the most. And I think Kelly would be the same. Walking through town and walking through the streets, you see people, everybody's smiling. Everybody, like, I'm sure you've heard, everyone's beeping. It's just... it's excellent. Like, it's something that I suppose we needed, and not just even the community, the country, the whole country just, I think, needed that lift. Everything that's been going on with COVID and lockdowns and so on and so forth, I think that's just took eyes away from that whole situation. Everybody's just embedded in the Olympics and the success of not only Kelly but all the athletes, you know.
Absolutely, and I think that Joel, everyone has got their alarm set for 5:30 tomorrow morning in anticipation of it. We will be coming back, obviously, to Kelly's match and to the Olympics in tomorrow's programme. But to Joel, to Mary, to Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the match tomorrow.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.